Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, whatever it may be. It's all at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. The best in the business. And the Sunbury Motor Studio is mobile today in College Park on a 65-degree day here. You see, is it 65? It's pretty close. Let me just check and look here. And the temperature here in College Park is 64. I apologize for missing the mark. And we're in the mobile Sunbury Motor Studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. I'm very tempted to let you start the show today because, I mean, you're very good at spewing hate.
Is this in regards to one Juwan Howard?
All right, so let's start with this. I'll start, then I'll take a break and leave the room, and I'll let you just go from there because I'm sure you got a lot to say.
By all means, go ahead.
All right. What I'm about to say is what I think the Big Ten is not going to do. Okay. Number one, should he be fired? I'm not big on firing people. Now, you've got a whole world out there that wants everybody fired all the time. They want everybody to be fired except themselves. Have you noticed that? They always want somebody else's job put on the line, but they don't want their job touched. You know, so they're really good at always calling for somebody's job. Well, what about your job? Oh no, I'm fine. Okay, but on Twitter, I want you fired. I don't think you should be fired. That's just me. Right, because I'm not big on firing people to begin with. Number two, in my opinion, he should be suspended for the rest of the season and the Big Ten tournament. Do I think that's what the Big Ten will do? No. But I think he should be suspended for the rest of the regular season and the Big Ten tournament. There are three players that probably will get some level of suspension here. Terrence Williams, Miles Dredd's old teammate from Gonzaga, just down the road here in D.C., Musa Diabate, and then from Wisconsin, Jacoby Neath, because they ended up throwing based on the video in one form or another. They'll probably get a suspension of some sort. I think Juwan Howard will get some sort of suspension, but it won't be to the level I'm talking about. And if this happened in January, I would not call for the same suspension I'm calling for right now. Because we're so close to the end of the season and the Big Ten tournament is right after that, that's why I'm saying, hey, rest of the season plus the Big Ten tournament. After that, Michigan can make a decision on what they want to do if they get to some sort of postseason. That, to me, is their call. That's what I'd do. I don't think that's what the Big Ten's going to do. Juwan Howard is a part of Michigan royalty, as we know, as the member of the Fab Five. His level of anger is something I don't quite get, because this goes back to, let's go back to the Big Ten tournament last year in Indianapolis, where he had to be held back from Maryland's Mark Turgeon during the game. I mean, he didn't get close to him because he got held back. And he got nothing out of that. There was no suspension or anything for that, where the entire nation sat there and went, well, what's his problem? And he got nothing for that. See, and my issue is this is now, to me, now coupled with that. I also know of, and this is small potatoes here, but it just kind of adds into, why is he so angry? Two of my friends who obviously announce games, right? And I'm talking about TV guys, have been thrown out of shoot around for him for just sitting there because he didn't want him there. Like, what are you doing? And one of the guys said to him, when he was leaving, he says, hey, by the way, coach, good luck. He says, don't backtalk me. He's like, I just wished you luck. I'm backtalking you. So I sit back and say, what the heck? What's he so angry about? So let's get to the incident itself. Okay? I'm a big believer in you coach your team and you coach your team. Right? It doesn't mean from 30,000 feet I have to like if you keep your starters in, you know, or I suppose would it be something I would do? No. I mean, would I press? No. Would I call timeout? No. I mean, it doesn't matter what I would do. It doesn't matter. I've always been a big believer that you're in charge of coaching your team, so you coach it the way you want. And the other guy's in charge of coaching his team, and he can coach the way he wants. So, let's get to Michigan. Michigan left their starters in a blowout, and they're pressing. That's fine. That's Juwan Howard's choice as the coach as to what he wants to do. That's fine. You're allowed to do that. You know, am I crazy about it? Nope, but that doesn't matter if I'm crazy about it or not. That's fine. That's what you do. That's what he decided to do as the head coach. Okay. Greg Gard has his walk-ons in, his reserves, deep in his bench. So they're getting trapped in the backcourt, so he calls a timeout, right? And it gets a new 10-second count. Well, I mean, do I call a timeout? Just let's get it over with and get out of here. That would be me, right? Because it's obvious what's going on the scoreboard. But as the coach, he elected to call a timeout. That's his, okay? That's him coaching his team, and he's coaching his team. It's just the way it is. Right? Now everybody's like, well, here's the reason. Well, here's the reason for what? Here's the reason for what? There's no reason. Juwan Howard can press and leave his starters in if he wants. And if Greg Gard wants to call a timeout with how many seconds, that's what you're just, you know, you're allowed to coach the way you want to coach. Just get out of there. And you can't go through the line, okay, yeah, you're mad, you're upset. Okay, everybody's mad and upset when they lose. You think people are doing cartwheels on the losing side when they're going through the handshake line? So let's start with this. I've heard they need to abolish the handshake line. No, they don't. Let's stop overreacting to one guy. I know North Dakota State had an incident last week, but come on. Right? You know, it's a game. Some level of sportsmanship. It's a game. Okay? We still have to remember, as much as personal it is for the individuals involved, and it is personal, it's a game. And I do understand the emotion when it's so personal for you. I understand that. But at the same time, just go through, it's just part of it. So don't abolish handshake lines. Greg Gard takes response. For what? He put his hands on him. It's a handshake line. At some point, you're going to put your hand on him. Hey, come on. He put his hands on him. You've got to stop with the infantile stuff. Juwan Howard's anger, I don't get. Last year when he was in the incident with Mark Turgeon, he talked about being from the south side of Chicago, and when you're from the south side of Chicago, we talked about that last year on the show. Two-thirds of Juwan Howard's life have been spent in the national spotlight, and he has been praised every step of the way. The Fab Five and Juwan Howard praised. Yeah, Weber's the star rose, but boy, that Juwan Howard, boy, you know, he goes to the NBA as a first-round pick. He's praised in the NBA all those years. Then, when he's on the bench for the Heat, everyone's talking about, hey, you know, there's Juwan Howard. Watch out for him. He could be a head coach. Kept hearing about how he could be a coach. He could be a coach. What he means to the Heat. Okay, great. He gets the Michigan job. Praised for getting the Michigan job. Praised for, you know, doing the job he does initially at Michigan. Praised for the recruiting guy. He's been praised for two-thirds of his life by the national and local media. Over praised. You ever heard me say a negative word about Juwan Howard on the show? I never have. Been no need to. Except with the Turgeon thing last year. The Turgeon thing last year, I said, what the heck is that deal? That made no sense. And now this. You don't strike somebody. Oh, what precipitate? What precipitate? Well, you struck him. You can't do that. You're the leader of men. You're a leader. And as the leader, what kind of leadership did he show? I mean, you're going to get up and you're going to tell your team during the toughest moments of a game to keep their poise when you can't keep yours? Kind of lost that message. You got to keep your poise. You got to keep control of yourself. You can't keep control of yourself. What am I going to listen to you for? I mean, why do you think Williams and Diabate got into it? Because they saw their leader get into it, so it, you know, it's like it opens the door. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the rant from the angry Yankee fan.
Well, let me start with this, because I think
take a break.
Let me just start with this, because you confirm my thoughts on why he's angry, to answer your question.
Well, I don't know why he's angry.
No, I'm going to tell you why he's angry.
I went through the scenario, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why he's angry. Because he's one of the Fab Five, he's mad that he lost, and he's spoiled. Just like a good amount of that Michigan athletic program and their stinking fan base. He's used to winning. So that way, he's a sore loser, and that's why he's acted this way now twice. That's why he's angry. He's spoiled. He's used to winning. He hates losing. He can't deal with losing, and this is what happens. So you're darn right. He should be fired for what he did.
I didn't say he should be fired. That's not what I said.
Well, no, I think he should be fired.
I know
you're not for it, but I think he should be fired. Absolutely. And I think those players that were involved should be suspended for the rest of the regular season because there's 5 games left. I would go 5 or 6 games for them. I don't think that's what the Big Ten's going to do either, but that's what I would do.
I think the Big Ten max is going to suspend the players max 2 games.
I agree.
Probably 1.
Yep.
That's what I think they're going to do. I mean, probably 1, max 2, but probably 1. Howard, I could see 2 or 3 games. I'm talking about what I think they're going to do. I'm not saying that's what I would do. But he struck him. It wasn't like he swung. I mean, even if he swung and missed, I'd be like, okay, but he hit him.
Exactly.
Now, it's not as if I don't haven't at least met or have been around the principals involved. Believe me, I've been around Joe Krabanoff. I've been around Juwan Howard. I've been around Greg Gard. I know the principals involved here. Know them or have met them enough and have talked to them enough, all of them, to like, okay, to at least get a little read on personality. Again, you're allowed to coach the game you want to, the way you want to coach it. You know, from 30,000 feet, or when I'm doing a game, like, why are they doing that? But I've always maintained, you coach your team, you coach your team. I've always maintained that. always. They're keeping their starters in. They're throwing the ball. They're running up the score. I'm like, you know what? You know, I've always taken the attitude that it's your job to stop them. So stop them. Okay? All right, you never stopped them all day. You didn't stop them. Okay. You know, now, is that the way I would do it? No, of course not. I take guys out. I put the reserves in. Let them play. The whole thing. I mean, look, Penn State played Minnesota on Thursday. Now, if Penn State leaves their starters out there, how many points do you think Penn State wins by? I mean, he brought the walk-ons in. He let them play the last 3 minutes of the game. And it turned out that four of the 10 turnovers Penn State had were when the walk-ons were in. Now, that they're excited. They're trying to make plays. Okay. But they deserved to play, so he played them. I'm glad Micah did it that way. Yeah, they won by 21 points. I mean, they could have won by, what's the difference between 21 and 35? What's the difference? No difference. And I respect how Micah played it. I respect how James Franklin plays it, you know, always. Well, but you coach your team, and the other dude coaches his team. And that's, you know, if he wants to keep his starters in impress, fine, go ahead, do what you want. That's how you want to go about your business, go ahead. Right? You want to call a timeout because your guy gets trapped in the backcourt with 10 seconds to go? Call a timeout. I don't care. Whatever you want. Said, oh, he called a timeout. Oh, my goodness. Jeez, Juwan, of all the terrible things to do. Is it the way I would do things? Nope. Would I say in the press conference, like, yeah, I'm not crazy about that because that's not the way I'd go about it. But, you know, it's everybody has their own way of doing things, but you don't then throw. And Matt has now advocated for the entire Michigan Athletic Department to be fired. It's kind of a big number there, including the softball coach. Like, wow.
Gone.
But that's your philosophy of life. And, you know, and for some reason, you've never advocated for the suits firing. So, I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't get it. Oh, we love him. We don't want him fired. Come on. We don't want that. Where would we come up with the comedy routines without him? All right, we'll come up with
more in a moment. S-U-I-T. That spells suit.
Time for a break. G-O-N-E. Gone. On News Radio 1070. W-K-O-K.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
All right. Why do I picture you wearing a dark hood and carrying a sickle? It's... When it comes to other people's jobs, you are the temple of doom.
I'm just saying. See ya.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business. Best in the business when it comes to making sure you're fully insured. And best in the business at saving you money wherever they can. Now, boat, motorcycle, you name the insurance needs, and they'll find bundles. Whatever they can do to save you money, they'll do it and make sure you're fully insured. They are the pros in insurance. It is Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Sunbury Motors Studio Mobile today in College Park. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. It's a beautiful day to go over the lot and check out what they have on that lot. Beautiful day out there. Michigan, by the way, has five more regular season games to go and then the Big Ten tournament. They've got a game Wednesday night with Rutgers at home. Then they're home on Sunday with Illinois. Then they've got Michigan State at home on the 1st. Iowa will be on the 3rd at home. So, I mean, they've got four straight home games. Jeepers cats. And then they're at Ohio State. This has to be some sort of makeup in here somewhere. They have four straight home games. Oh, I think the Michigan State game is a makeup. That's the reason why. Wow. It's pretty impressive. It'd be nice to have that kind of schedule. Then they're at Ohio State to close and they have the Big Ten tournament. So that's what they have. Yeah. Looks to me like Michigan's played 17 home games. No, I'm just kidding. Joking. Kidding.
Well, that's because they know now they'll get the fisticuff in their face.
Oh, just...
Oh, my almighty! I'm filled sorry. It's too filled, easy.
Filled with malice. It's just filled with malice. All right. So can I get to three positive stories here?
Let's do that.
Yes. So let's start with this. I don't want this to be lost in the wash. Bailey Parshall of Penn State softball threw a perfect game against Florida International on Friday, I believe it was. Faced all 21 batters, struck out 11, and threw a perfect game, the first perfect game for Penn State women's softball in 17 years. So I want to make sure Bailey received her just due on the show today. Number two, Tim Shaw, former Nittany Lion football player, play was terrific here at Penn State, then went to the NFL, was terrific, most notably with the Tennessee Titans, and I think most of you know Tim has been battling ALS. 2 weeks ago, he went into the hospital. It did not look good. And you know what? They released him yesterday. He's home today.
Love it.
So, great, great, great news there, because we all love Tim and think the world of Tim. And then last, but obviously, and I wanted to save this one for last because it overshadows so much, but what was done at Thon this weekend? $13.7 million, better than $13.7 million raised for the Four Diamonds Fund at the Hershey Medical Center, pediatric cancer research, money that goes to help out the families, and the great job done by the young people at Penn State that organized, that's the largest student-run philanthropy in the world, as we know, with 50 years of this. They've now raised over $200 million over the years, and they've helped out so many families, so many kids. And that's been so important. And again, the students have been running this. And you think about all of the time that they put in to organize it, the dancers on the floor, the other organizers behind the scene, the support group, and then all the wonderful people who donate. It was great during ESPN's College Game Day, and they did Game Day from the from Tucson at the McHale Center, the University of Arizona. By the way, the Arizona-Oregon game was a phenomenal basketball game on Saturday night. I was going to go to bed early, and the game was so good, I stayed up to the end. It was really that good. But they took time on game day to cut to the Jordan Center, show the dancing that was going on, of course, you know, the people in the stands, and talk about the importance of Thon and what our young people were doing to help out those who are less fortunate. And for anyone who's had a child in the hospital for any reason, and of course there are so many we could speak to at the wonderful Geisinger Medical Center, because Geisinger has done such phenomenal work, and the David Weiss Children's Hospital has done phenomenal work, all right? Well, you know, all those people can empathize with those who are going through such struggles with pediatric cancer, what the families are going through. I don't think a lot of people know this, but every week during the football season at home, so every week during the during home football games, in the pregame, they bring over to the broadcast area, because we do the pregame show in front of the Jordan Ticket Center, they'll bring over Thon families. So Jack and I get a chance to meet them, and Brian, everybody. We get to meet them and talk with them. And, of course, all the ones that we're meeting, one after another, have had great stories where the child has come back from, and I think, I can't think of one, I think they've all been now cleared or cancer-free. So they're great stories. And I don't just, as you know, I'm not the type, and Jack's not the type either, that likes to just take a picture with him and, okay, hey, thanks so much, and we do our little, you know, we put our diamonds up in front of him. We don't do that. I mean, I know it's a limited time, but I always take some time and I talk to the parents and I say, hey, how's it going? How's it been for you? How have you survived? Because, I mean, I can take it from the parent point of view, because I've had a child that, you know, I've had two children along the way in the course of my lifetime, and I'm not going to get into everything because people, you know, I think people have heard the story over the years. You know, Geisinger literally saved one of them, to be honest with you. But I know what it's like to be in that position as the parent, maybe not with cancer, but for other reasons. So I'll take some time and I'll talk to them and, you know, what is your story and you know, how have you been doing? How have you been hanging in there? How, you know, how's your work been able to treat you with the time that you've needed off to take them for the repeated treatments and so forth? And how are they doing? And how are the siblings doing? And how are they reacting to it? You know, because it's important to have that, you know, just to have that kind of conversation of empathy with somebody. Because they've gone through a lot, and I know the focus is always, and you know, obviously the focus is on the person that has it, the child, which is awful. But there's a lot of collateral that goes with it too that has to be that people have to remember along the way. A lot of collateral that goes through it, and that's why I try to talk to them about that, because I do understand that part of it. And Four Diamonds and Thon means so much to these individuals, so much, with everything that they've gone through. They've needed that kind of support system over the years, and Thon has helped provide so much over the years that's made such a big difference to them, and they're so appreciative of it. So I just wanted to take a moment to talk about that. When young people come together like that and can do something like that, it's hard to really put into words that kind of dedication to help out somebody else. And not just a somebody else, a large group of somebody else's. And it's something that started small. I think it started in the White Building, I think. And then I remember it was a big deal when it went from the White Building to Rec Hall. That's how far back I go. And I've opened up a couple of them. I've actually, you know, opened up and, you know, said, hey, you know, a couple times they asked me to open it. And it was an incredible privilege. Now it's, of course, moving it over to the Jordan Center, and it's been bigger and better than ever because the cause, you know, let's face it, it's unfortunately, it's as we are fortunate, as I mentioned, that we talk to people that have great stories that are cancer-free. They're there because of all the money that's been put in that maybe 20 years ago they might not have survived. Might not have survived 20 years ago. And now they do because of everything that's been. But it's not a perfect story because there are those that still don't. So congratulations to everybody associated with Thon for better than $13.7 million. And I can tell you how appreciative those families are, because Like I said, I mean, for years, Jack and I talked to seven of them every season. Seven families every season. For years. So we haven't, you know, so we've had a pretty good sample size that we've talked to over the years. It may be, you know, and it's not just the like 3 or 4 minutes that we have there with them. They'll come over. I'll talk to them before, because sometimes they get there before. And you talk with them just to get their story. How are they? You know, what has Thyme meant to them? And they tell great stories one after the other. So I want to at least get those positives in before we go back to Matt demanding every person in the Michigan Athletic Department be fired.
No, those are wonderful positive notes. And that was cool to see everything. I saw a couple different scenes with Don this weekend. And then when I saw the record money raised, that gave me a smile because I love seeing that.
And by the way, there have been other thons held across the state, you know, that which happens at high schools, other colleges, all for the same reason. And just because they're not raising $13.7 million plus, they're all extremely significant because, as I've said once, I've said many, many times on this show, anytime you give to someone else, there's no such thing as, well, I only. Well, no. There's no such thing as I only or I just. No, no, no. You know, anytime you do that for somebody else, it's a big, big deal. So anybody who donated, I don't care if you donated a dollar, it's a big deal. It's $1 more than they had before. So it's a big, big deal. So all of you who made donations, can't thank you enough because it is making a tremendous difference. And that's, you know, I think the point of the stories that, you know, again, the people that Jack and I have been able to meet during football seasons when they bring them over to meet them. We're getting a lot of really great positive stories to let you know what a difference your donations are making. So I want to make sure we got some positive stories before we go back to Matt's rants. No?
Well, well said on the thon part.
Stephen A. Smith, by the way, referred to the slam dunk contest as, quote, a national disgrace. He also referred to the Knicks as a national disgrace. First of all, the Knicks are a disgrace only in New York, and the slam dunk contest is a dunking contest. Who cares? It's not a national disgrace. It's a national disgrace. I'm like, hey, just slow down. It's not something I want to watch to begin with anyway. I used to want to watch it. Now I don't. Yeah, I think I stopped watching the slam dunk contest. I don't know, 25, 30 years ago.
No good! No good! No good!
That was actually the soundtrack of a couple of the missed dunks.
Did not watch one iota this weekend either.
I didn't see a second of it. You know, nope. And look, I drove down here last night. I took my son, his wife, it was her birthday, my daughter, her husband, and my 5.5-month-old grandchild, took them out to dinner last night. Then I drove over here. So I didn't see a second of the NBA All-Star anything. So I had more important things to do. More important things to do.
There were much more entertainment options anyway. Like the Daytona 500 yesterday and the aftermath of that.
Didn't see a second of that. I didn't see a second. Well, I was driving.
Yeah, you were driving, yeah. I'm just saying for those that actually were able to watch, there were more entertainment options than the NBA All-Star Weekend.
Okay.
Just saying.
Oh. All right, well, I'm going to go get Micah. So you hold the fort.
I think I can do that.
Well, I get the pregame show. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday. Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
And we've got a dust-up right now. Juwan Howard and Greg Gard were going nose-to-nose, and now we got a problem. We got pushing and shoving. We got a lot of chirping. We got a wrestling match going on. And Jacoby Neath being pulled away by Carter Higginbottom. Adam Smith, graduate assistant for the Wisconsin Badgers, pushing off a couple of the players.
Yeah, there were some punches thrown in there.
As it got nasty there in the end. And everybody being separated, you got to be really careful here. Tyler Wall getting guys away. You got to be careful here. Rashard, big fella, getting out there. He's telling his guys, get off the floor.
Yeah, that was the call on Learfield with Michigan and Wisconsin in the aftermath of that ugly scene post-game as Wisconsin got the win over Michigan on Saturday. And we've just been talking about that with what exactly should the Big Ten do here. Steve has said at the beginning of the show that he would like to see Juwan Howard suspended through the regular season and also through the Big Ten tournament. I, on the other hand, would like to see him fully fired. And either scenario, I don't think it sounds like the Big Ten, according to Steve, is not going to do. And it seems like the players that were involved that threw punches are going to get 1 to 2 games, maybe, if that. I think it should be the rest of the regular season, which is 5. And when it comes to what happened here, I mean, this is the second time that this has happened with Juwan Howard. The first time he didn't necessarily throw a punch or try to get physical with somebody. He was held back when the incident happened with Maryland staff last year. And this time he gets to an assistant coach and then instigates everything else that happened. So, yeah, he should be fired. And again, with what Steve was asking earlier, why is he so angry? Now, I don't know why. I'm not Juwan Howard. I'm not anybody around him. But from my perspective, I think he's spoiled. You know, the Fab Five thing. He has all the hoopla around him. He doesn't like to lose, and this is what happens. His team got kicked in the rear end. Good, they lost by 15. And the frustration got to him again. And he didn't handle it well. And this is what happened. I honestly do think he's spoiled. So I think that's just my perspective. And not only that, too, just going back to how all this broke down, where he's mad at Wisconsin for calling a timeout with 15 seconds ago when he's pressing their backups. You know, when it comes down to the Tua things, I don't necessarily have a problem pressing still when you're down 15, no matter who's in the game, because you're the one that's trailing. I would also find it a little annoying to call a timeout with 15 seconds to go when you're up. But at the same time, if you're going to go off about, if you have a problem with somebody calling a timeout like that, then don't press. Or just keep your thoughts to yourself. And that's how this works. But we'll continue to monitor that and see what happens there and see what the Big Ten actually decides. So Steve is live today in College Park. Penn State and Maryland coming up tonight here on WKOK at 6:30. Tip off at 7. Penn State going for win number 3 in a row. Steve will rejoin us from the mobile Sunbury Motors studio coming up after the break here. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show on Monday brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or head to purdyinsurance.com.